Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 30. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 13. Jesus went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter, will not be able. And once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us.' Then he will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil.' In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, will those who are saved be few? It's the wrong question. Jesus says, don't worry about how many. God will gather from east and west, from north and south. They will recline at his banquet in his eternal kingdom. He knows his elect and he will gather them. But you strive to enter through the narrow door. Sinners are always asking questions and they're seeking answers, but they often ask misguided things. They ask according to their thoughts and feelings, as they're taught to do. "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" Were those worse sinners because they suffered and died? Will only a few be saved? You notice Jesus never directly answers those questions, does he? What does he say in each case? "It's not for you to know the times and or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority." And again he says, "No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will likewise perish." And lastly, "Strive to enter through the narrow door." The Lord Jesus would have us set our minds and souls on the right questions and his answers. And that answer today is, strive to enter through the narrow door. Don't be worrying about who will be saved and how many. It's simply necessary for you, Jesus says, to take heed to your own person. Strive. Things are going to be a struggle for you. You will need to contend for this thing. You will have strife because this is a strenuous thing. It will require zeal on your part. St. Paul picks this up later. "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling." In other words, he says, strive. We don't want to strive. We, like everyone around us, want things easy, want things handed to us. The easy way seems best, to be Christian and yet participate in the things of the world. In the church, there are found those who are in Jesus' presence, but they still despise him and reject his words. They'll tell him, "We think the scriptures should say this." There are those who are intent on work on earning their salvation, filled up with a sense of their own righteousness. "I will get into heaven because I was a good person." Others want to live life their own way. And sadly, we find ourselves there more often than we would like. And so we pray, "Have mercy upon us, O Jesus." There are those who have unrestrained tendencies toward fleshly lusts, inclinations toward things condemned by the law and displeasing to God, stubborn minds that will not yield, ears that hear but do not heed, hearts that are bare of any spiritual fruitfulness, pride praise rather than repented of. Have mercy upon us, O Jesus. Strive, Jesus says. Are your ears offended at that? Does it sound like that old dreaded works righteousness to you? But it's Jesus who says it. What should we do with it? Strive. Strive lest you find the door shut to you on the last day. Strive against sin and Satan. Strive against your flesh. Strive in prayer. Strive in good works. Being a Christian is not easy. Not easy. It's easy for convictions to weaken. Desire grows cold. Endeavors become feeble. Strength weakens, steadiness falters. Your flesh, your social structure, the world's opinion, and old Satan are arrayed against you. And everyone wants you to fail. They encourage you to drop off, to not take things so seriously, to fall away. But you need to strive, to contend with your adversaries. And striving always begins with repentance. And so repent. This striving is not up to you, though. It is something given to you. You are brought into it by water and the Spirit. And the good news is that Jesus has gone before you to prepare the way for you. He is the narrow door to the sheepfold. He is the one who has striven mightily to win you the victory. Truly, truly, I say to you, he says, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. That Jesus is the way to the Father, the truth, and the life. He is incarnate by the Holy Spirit in the Blessed Virgin to take the place of all mankind under God's wrath. Tempted in every way you are, but without sin. The Lord knows your broken hearts. He knows your struggles. He knows your pain. He has taken them all into himself. He has experienced every one of them. And he was lifted up, having no dignity, no beauty, that your sin might be forgiven and that the door of paradise be opened to you. That it's only through Jesus, the Son of God, that you are rescued, that you enter life, that he brings you, as Psalm 18 says, off the narrow way into the broad place. Because that's what lies before us. He is life, and he gives it abundantly. But for now, we enter through the narrow door that is stripped down. Idols must be laid aside, pride put away, sin must be washed off. The old Adam must be drowned and the new man raised up. And so every day is a striving, a struggle, a contention between old man and new, a strife between death and life. That is the struggle of the Christian life. And it's not easy. There is no nominal Christianity. There are no gray areas. There is no fence riding. There is the way of death, nice and broad, or the way of life, narrow. Faith is strongest when everything else is stripped away. And that's a hard place to be when everything else is stripped away, when you're entering through the narrow door. But it's where we all end up, because all we have is Jesus at the end of things. Everything else is stripped away. He is the only one we can cling to. And in the end, all that we have and all that we need is Christ. Some have their lives stripped away by torture or hardship. Those are the martyrs. More than likely, we won't experience that. There are those today who do, but more than likely, we won't. Others find themselves stripped down by disease and age, and many of us will find ourselves there. We will come to our end saying, I have nothing to offer. I am just waiting to die. It's all I have left. And that is where you're always meant to be. Your whole life is a stripping away of the things that can be idolatrous to you, that all you have left is Jesus alone. That is the faith that saves. And he is the only door by which we enter eternal life, that beautiful, green, broad place that Jesus has prepared for us. And hence our prayer is always, have mercy upon us, O Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.